Jim McEnany, this a chance from the 45 to equalise it, and what a huge pressure kick this is for Jim McEnany. Didn't start the game, came on at the beginning of the second half. Well, he has pointed a 45 already in this game, and this one to send the game. There's a bit of cramp setting in here among the St Olaf's players. Well, we presume it is at this stage, but maybe it's delaying tactics, we're not too sure. But now it's Jim McEnany with the chance here to level the scores up. 1 point between the teams. A little bit of unsportsmanlike booing and jeering going up here among the St Olaf's supporters, but Jim McEnany, I'm sure, will take it all in his stride. So the 45 here to perhaps send this game to extra time. So Jim McEnany, here he comes. He slipped as he went for it, but it's deadly accurate from McEnany. It's over the crossbar from Jim Mac. He slipped as he kicked it, but it didn't matter. It's over the crossbar. He's nailed it. It's a draw game, and Jim McEnany with the equaliser. 2 goals and 6 for the Jers. 1 goal and 9 for St Olaf's. Surely now we're looking at injury or extra time here at the Gaelic grounds. 1-9 to 2-6. No more than the Jers will deserve in this game. And the referee blows for full time. Didn't play all that much injury time. 32 minutes gone. And so we're looking at extra time here at the Gaelic grounds. A draw game in dramatic circumstances. The hero last time, the winning of the game down in Wexford, was Michael Rogers with his pressure free. Today it's an equalising point, and it's come from Jim McEnany.